We were in a very precarious situation. And a lot of classwork I've been doing lately, like, to give you free rein, like, here, choose this business that we're going to study for the semester. And for the last couple of times, I've chose Activision Blizzard. And, like, I've been telling all these professors, like, yeah, like, gaming is such a huge fad right now, but it's going to implode. We're going to have another video game crash in 1973. And if you don't know, that's when everyone had an Atari derivative, the ColecoVision, the whatever it was. Everyone had the same thing, but each of these games had the same game, just copied over and over again, just renamed.
Yeah.
And gaming got so big that the quality was so terrible that no one wanted to buy video games anymore. So it died. And then that's when Nintendo came in.
I honestly think that we were really close to that. Like, having that happen in the near future.
Yeah.
But we are right now experiencing, like, this indie revolution.
The Humble Bundles, I think, are in the right,
like,
direction.
Like, the Humble Bundles are great, and, like, the Steam sales and stuff. Like, you can get some fantastic games for very cheap. And, like, you don't have to have a huge company, you know, with all kinds of publishing and you know, corporate BS behind it.
Yeah.
You can just, like, throw your game. You can, I mean, Minecraft distributes on their own website. I mean, there is no barrier to entry anymore. Yeah. And it has really, really injected the industry with something that it just did not have. A lot of people think in a lot of different ways.
Does anyone know much about the Double Fine Kickstarter?
So the story is Tim Schafer was doing something. I don't remember where. Anyway, he said that he wanted to make Psychonauts 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he couldn't get anybody to invest in it. Yeah. And then Notch tweeted at him, I'd fund it. Let's make it happen.
He was like, let's make Psychonauts 2 happen, was the tweet. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then the internet kicked in, and there is, like, a whole bunch of rumors about how Notch and Tim Schafer are
make a Psychonauts 2.
Well, I heard an interview from Tim Schafer where he was like, yeah, I thought that was maybe kind of a joke, but I was, like, talking to him, and then
Notch made a blog post that he was kind of half joking. It's something he's never done before, and he's kind of talking with people that it maybe could happen, but he's not really sure if it could happen. It's part of the story. So everybody's all in a tizzy about this. There's, like, speculation about how much it would actually cost to make Psychonauts 2. And at first, the number was something on the order of $2 million. Tim Schafer now says it's something
like
on the order of $13 million. Yeah.
$2 million, according to some analysts, $2 million is the number of revenue. Like, that's the point of revenue that you have to produce for a game to be profitable.
Interesting.
After, like, it came out after Modern Warfare 3 came out. If you know who Michael Pachter is, he's a guy who has his own show on GameTrailers.com. He works for some company that's a stockbroker or whatever. So what he does is he looks after video game company stocks, and, like, he knows the industry kind of in and out. Yeah. So he likes to make speculations about the industry as an analyst. He said that the average standard is that a game has to, after, like, funding it and putting it out for sale, it has to sell, like, 10 million copies or produce $2 million worth of actual revenue. Yeah. Like, they have to foresee that before any company will give a green light for a game to even begin development.
And which is the reason why Psychonauts 2 hadn't gotten funded before, because it was pretty much a flop in general at the time it was released. It was a Xbox game that was released also on Windows. It apparently only sold 600,000 copies when it was released.
Yeah.
I've heard it's done extravagantly well since then.
It's done really well since it's been on Steam, because its default price on Steam is something on the order of about $5, and it goes on sale for less than that, I think. Or maybe it's like $10 and it goes on sale for $5. There was one day during a Steam sale when it actually outsold Call of Duty Modern Warfare. And Psychonauts is a great game. It might have suffered at the time that it was released from being poorly promoted. At the same time that people were talking about Notch / Mojang financing Psychonauts 2, people were talking about, well, why don't they just use a Kickstarter to do it? So they started a Kickstarter for an as-of-yet unnamed point-and-click adventure, old school, and they set a goal of,
I think it was $1 million in the actual thing. Because from
I thought it was like 500,000.
Yeah, I think it was less.
And okay, it was 500,000, and then I remember reading about it on Penny Arcade that they made a post that it's the second Kickstarter project that has eclipsed $1 million. Tycho is like, maybe it'll be the first one to eclipse $2 million.
When I saw the project, I was like, $500,000. That's pretty. Well, I clicked on it when it was just getting started. It only had like $100,000 on it, and yeah. I was like, $500,000. That's pretty ambitious. But then I was proved completely wrong.
Yeah.
Because now it's at something on the order of 1.5, 1.7, somewhere around there, which is pretty awesome. There's some weird things that might happen with this, though. Kickstarter takes a fee out of the project for, you know, promoting and giving all the infrastructure and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've heard that it's up to, like, 10 or 15%.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And which is, like, not quite such a big deal when you're funding, like, an $800 project. You're taking, like, $80 out of it. But when you're financing $1.7 million, it's $170,000 out of the budget.
Yeah. I mean, I was hearing in the Tycho post, but, you know, kind of the mill about it is that a lot of game developers are interested in this concept of Kickstarter. I'm like, and I was like, well, that would be a really great venture right there, is to create a Kickstarter-like company that deals only with video games. But that's like saying I want to be Activision or I want to be EA without being EA.
You're collecting that money though before you have the game even created.
This is like startup capital, which to be fair, unless you're like a big name developer and you have like really big ambitions for what you're doing, you don't really need that much startup capital to make a video game. At least, you know, something simple to get started. I mean, obviously Notch didn't need very much startup capital to make Minecraft. It's something he just did for fun.
Yeah.
Because he liked Infominer. And so, like, the problem with having a VC site that's just for video games is that you're going to get a lot of people that are just like, herder, I want to learn a program to make video game.
Yeah.
Instead of someone like Tim Schafer, who has the means, he just needs the money to finance the project.
Yeah, and that's why I think that a legitimate thing is anyone can do a Kickstarter. Anyone can ask for money. A lot of people do. Like, hey, I want to be, you know, this. Give me money.
Yeah.
But a legitimate front company that says we have quality talent here.
Yeah.
Bungie has come to us. Double Fine has come to us. Blizzard has come to us. We are a legitimate front. Every dollar that you give to us,
I think it's gonna
will go to these companies for a productive
I think
use.
What we're going to see is the rise of a kind of a Kickstarter type thing where it's like small to mid-sized studios that have got a kind of a reputation for themselves having produced something good for someone big.
Yeah.
Trying to get sites or get their games crowd financed.
Like, I think it'll work because I think that's the consensus of internet going people, like with the success of like Bandcamp, or like what Bandcamp I guess brought was the pay what you want for my product.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think we will
see
something.
I don't know how deep the gamers' pockets are, and gamers are some of the most greedy consumers that I've ever seen. Like for the Double Fine thing, you give $15 and then you'll eventually get a copy of the game. And it's almost like they're cannibalizing their own sales to be able to make the thing in the first place. So it's not really for people who are out there to make money. It's more for people who, I want to create this and I have the means, I just need the money.
We as gamers, we need to stop and we need to go back and we need to say, hey, we want our money going straight to the people making us content, which is what I was trying to get to with the Kickstarter. That people on the internet want to pay people who are actually doing the work and not people who are stamping out discs in a factory saying, well, we gave you the money ahead of time, so we're going to take our money back plus interest and then let you have the money. The reason that Michael Pachter guy comes to my attention because he answered questions from the game trailers community.
Yeah.
And one of the questions, like in the modern game, when a game is sold, how much money actually goes to the developer? And he like broke it down with like visual aids. Out of a 60 taco game, only like 12 tacos of it actually goes back to the developer.
It's
excessive.
Well, it's still a lot better than the music industry.
Yeah.
But still.
Yeah, we need we need something. We need a revolution. Viva la revolution. And we need to change the way games are made today.
I think it's happening. I think we're in the middle of it right now. But anyway, I guess we will end with that note there.
Yeah.
We have...
we got quite a bit
we've
now.
We've gone quite a bit here.
Yeah,
so
well, this is the first time we're recording the show to play on live air for you people listening now. And maybe for podcast listeners. So as we try to, we get more of a way of we're going to do this. We should just cut this part out and start over here.
let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, let's just wrap it up. We promise the show will get better. We're projecting, we're making practice. So to bring you better shows here on KMNR 89.7 FM, Rawl, Missouri. I'm DJ Cold Steel.
Axon Jackson.
And Dr. Trollinger.
And for Wolverine and
Dirty Harry,
who have magically disappeared since the time you last
heard
them.
They're about to magically reappear. No, maybe they've magically disappeared and reappeared.
And reappeared, I don't know. You have been listening to Vidya Games here on KMNR, talk show where we talk about video games, our culture, and our lives into the future.
Airs Tuesdays from 7 to 9 p.m.
And on the internet indefinitely.
Yes.
Thank you guys for listening.